The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
With me to discuss the Eurovision, Conor Pope, Consumer Affairs Correspondent with the Irish Times, Breida Raggett, former member of the ICA. You're both very, very welcome. Conor, how much has your experience of the Eurovision changed over the years?
Well, I suppose the way I was thinking about it earlier on today is I was really invested in Bambi Thug, right? I really wanted them to do well, and I wanted them to do well. And I kept checking the odds over the course of the last few weeks, and I was wondering to myself, why do I care so much? Because on so many levels, the Eurovision is kind of a silly competition, a ridiculous competition, and it's certainly not overly serious. But then I kind of realized that, a bit like Marcel Proust in Search of Lost Time, who ate the lemon Madeleines and was transported back to his youth, watching or being involved in or emotionally engaged with the Eurovision for me brings me back to my childhood in the 70s and 80s. And what a lot of your younger listeners won't remember, in fact, I suspect you won't remember this at all yourself, Kieran, is that in the 1970s, all we had in Ireland to celebrate ourselves on the global stage were the Eurovision and, at a pinch, the Aga Khan Trophy, because they were the two things that we did well at, or that we could possibly do well at. And all the way through, and I have these most vivid memories of the start of summer being heralded by the Eurovision Song Contest. And that was one of those times that we are allowed to stay up late in the Pope household, and you'd be rooting for the likes of Colm C.T. Wilkinson and Red Hurley and the Swabrigs, and then the Swabrigs plus two. Now, I know I'm losing a lot of your younger listeners when I say these names, but these were the big Eurovision stars of Ireland. And then, of course, the year I made my confirmation, Johnny Logan won with What's Another Year. And I swear to God, it was like we'd won the World Cup. It was the most exciting time. And then I think over the 80s and 90s, we got a little bit jaded by the whole thing, and we started taking it for granted. And then we were like, yeah, sure, jeepers, we always win the Eurovision. And then there was that wonderful episode of Father Ted, when the television executives clearly didn't want Ireland to win the Eurovision, so they sent poor Dougal and Father Ted in with My Lovely Horse. And we got really sneery about it. And I think I kind of mirrored that in my own life, because, you know, in my teens and my 20s and my 30s, I was all far too cool for the Eurovision. But now I kind of realize that it's important and it matters. It's also a bit of crack, but I also love a couple of things about the Bambi Thug story.
Yeah.
I love their story for a start. And I love the fact that somebody from the LGBTQ community could be representing Ireland in such a positive and forceful way. And I know it's just so far away from where we were as a society 25, 30 years ago. And I think that should be celebrated. I also the tune is just great, because I think for so many years, Ireland has been failing miserably. And I mean no disrespect to all of the people who've taken part and didn't qualify for finals, or qualified for the finals and then made it into the top 15 or 20 or whatever it might be. But like, we've been approaching it the wrong way, because, you know, the whole singer-songwriter thing, or the young crooner or whatever it might be, that's not really what Eurovision wants anymore. They want these big, big showy pieces that kind of blow your socks off. And Bambi Thug, when I saw the performance last night, absolutely blew my socks off. And it's not like, I have to stress, like when any other week of the year, I'm not listening to Eurovision tunes. So I'm not your typical Eurovision fan. And I can't tell you the name of the Swedish entry that won last year. I'm not one of these kind of Eurovision nerds by a long, long distance. But it does have that kind of emotional response with me. And that's because of who I am, where I came from, and what it meant to us as a society when I was a kid.
Breida, was it the same in your house growing up? Was it all Johnny Logan and the Aga Khan?
Listen, how do you expect me to follow that? In the name of good God, when I sit down, I don't sit down and think about that. I'm going back to Butch Moore. I'm going back to the 60s. And yes, we thought it was wonderful then. But I think he's overstretching it when he's saying it's the most important thing to us now. In the name of good God, I watched it last night, yeah. And I'm 75 years of age, and I can tell you I'm well out of sync with all of that. But at the same time, I watched it, and it's completely, completely different. But then, as my father always said, you have to move with the times. So that's in vogue at the moment now, but it certainly wouldn't be hitting the high power on my button, because most of them, you can't hear a word of what they're singing. And it's gone from being completely about the song. It's now all about the choreography and the sounds. And it's nearly half and half now. The song is half of the thing, but the antics are the other half of it. And completely different to me. I remember all the people that Conor remembers, and I will, and we are still remembering them. And my family, we have a WhatsApp, and we were connecting with one another. So in the end of it, I said, the winner tonight is Johnny Logan. And you could hear him. He was brilliant. There wasn't this awful banging noise in the background. But when you're watching something like that and your country is participating, you are for your country regardless. You're not going to let down the person that's representing your country, no more than the rugby, the soccer, everything else, because that's the way we are in Ireland. We love our country and we will support our country. But it's a million miles away from anything. I'm not going to say my age group, because there could have been people up there dancing with them. But they will be remembered next year. As Conor says, he doesn't even remember who won it last year. And we could string out everybody who won in Ireland over the years.
Maybe Bambi Thug will be added to that list by the weekend. Who knows, Breda?
I thought it was kind of pathetic what Conor Pope says about, oh, isn't it marvellous we have an LGB person. It shouldn't to come into it. I don't know. Maybe the people who represented us before were LGBT, and but they didn't have a song and dance. And I was a bit political last night from the Irish entry. And I don't care what sex or orientation a person is from when I'm watching the Eurovision. I'm listening for the song. So I don't think it was earth-shattering and ground-changing, as Conor Pope said, because an LGB person was in it. And thanks be to God, for her own sake, she got through. But that's a ridiculous kind of talk.
Now, Conor.
Look at that.
Well, a couple of things there now. First, I didn't say it was important, because I think we all recognise that there are a million other things happening in our world that are a million times more important than the Eurovision. So that's the first thing I'll say. And what I would say is that the fact that we have somebody from the LGBTQ community representing Ireland is a sign of how far we've come. Because when I was a child in the 1970s and in the 1980s, homosexuality, to just take one element of that, was a criminal offence. And I think we have to acknowledge, and we have to acknowledge the fact that we have progressed as a society. And the fact that we have somebody from that community now representing us is a sign of that progression. It's no more than that. It's not. I'm not talking about this as being some kind of seismic shift. I'm just saying it's a reflection of how we've changed as a society, and I think that's a good thing. And I think that Bambi Thug, as a person, deserves credit for the song. They also deserve credit for their stance, both in terms of sexual politics and in terms of global politics. And I think they deserve an awful lot of credit. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying that the world of Eurovision is central to everything that we do. Well, I'm just saying that it's a good reflection of our society.
Kevin in Donegal has moved ahead in time. Kieran, I bet you if Bambi Thug wins at the weekend, RTE would have to go and get a loan out of the credit union to host the competition. So says Kevin in Donegal anyway. 087 1400 106. Conor Pope, thank you for joining us. Conor's consumer affairs correspondent with the Irish Times, and Breda Raggett, former member of the ICA. Breda, thank you.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.